686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Monday, May 21st, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. We're going to give you a whole lot of heart today through example. And in the center of all that, that heart, that good stuff, that cool stuff, we're going to show you how far people will go to create a monster. This is great stuff. Busted in the act. Let's just put it that way. But aside of that, folks, if you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or if you'd like to see who we are, what it is that we do, I'm the guy that looks like Elvis. I have long hair. Jake looks like...
El Cid, the conqueror of France.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking more like Screech, the conqueror of Saved by the Bell.
Yes! Hey, as long as he's conquering.
Well, he's conquering.
I heard some bad things about Screech recently.
Well, if you'd like to check that out, we don't care about Screech. We're just asking who you look like. All right. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because...
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Head.
Not a good place.
I said that twice, so it would echo.
Double head.
That's right. We don't.
Empty heads?
Yeah. I'm going to tell people what just took place last week.
Speaking of some empty heads, and we covered a little bit on Friday, folks, but YouTube's empty head got filled with brains because people responded to the video that was pulled down.
Yes, they did.
You can find that story, actually.
To all our little liberal friends, we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. That's because right. If it wasn't for guys like you, boy, I'm telling you what, you make it possible.
Yeah.
We just want to tell you thank you. And for the guy that was out there twittering on me about how Bradley Dean got censored, we just want to let you know really what happened, my friend, is you just spread your message.
Yeah.
Is what you did. And within, what was it, the next day that we came back, guess what was reposted, folks? The video.
That's right.
Amen. See how it works? Don't sit down and take it. Mm-hmm. Don't tolerate about what you complain about. Hey, listen, stand up and fight. That's what you do. That's how you win the day. And sometimes it's harder than other times. But America, again, we're not made out of this stuff. We're not capitulators. We're not cowards. Remember, those colors don't run? No, these colors don't run. Patriots don't run. In Jesus' name. Amen.
And that's why they established. And folks, you can find the story on that, Bradley's column that started this whole thing, right in the front of GCNlive.com.
We only got about 9,000 hits on that video, but we're doing pretty good on
just
that one.
Just a couple.
Amen.
And again, folks, it's when you do battle and you get contention, that's when they make you famous. That video, I don't know that it would have got 9,000 hits if it hadn't been pulled from YouTube.
We totally appreciate it.
Smart people.
It's like
they beat themselves.
No, they totally do, folks. They fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. The dirt goes right over the top of their head if you'll pick up the shovel.
Yep.
It's called faith.
But they're not the smart donkeys, you know.
Just got back from doing an event in Minnesota. It was actually pretty cool. Coach had called us up and asked us if we'd come out there and do an assembly. And we said absolutely we'd come out there and do a program. This is what we do. Faith with works. We do the works because we're saved. We don't do the works to get saved. Aside of that, when I did the event, I said, where's the church? The professed church.
Yeah.
You know where the professed church was, folks? Nowhere in sight. You know where they're at? They're agreeing with the adversaries by their inaction.
Mm-hmm.
They encourage tyranny by their inaction. I hope you're starting to get my point.
Mm-hmm.
But aside of that, did the event. It was great. Beautiful country. I mean, it was in a portion of the state of Minnesota that I've never seen before. It was like Little House on the Prairie, green.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a corner of Minnesota look so beautiful in all my life. It was like I'd never seen this portion of Minnesota. We went and did the event, reached a lot of young people, students, a lot of parents were there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people people came from Minneapolis to go out there, drove 4 hours, 3 hours from Minneapolis, whatever it was. Youth pastors, folks, we are a youth pastor's dream. Our content with My War is a youth pastor's dream. By the way, a youth pastor is not scriptural, but there's youth pastors because the senior pastor is trying to do everything that he shouldn't be doing. And why a pastor is leading the church, we don't know that for the life of us anyways. It's supposed to be the apostle, prophet, and the teacher.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 12:28, but they can do it the way they want to do it, and then they can get the results that they don't want, and then they complain to God why they're not getting the results that God promised them. Well, the Lord says back to them, why don't you do it the way I told you to do it? Well, they want to do it their way. And then the problem with the professed church is they act like when you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, there's something wrong.
It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, apparently they don't read the book of Acts. Yeah. Action. Yeah. Read chapter 28, yeah? Someone might say there is no chapter 28. I know. Write one. That's my point.
That's right.
But aside of that, folks, it was a great event.
Yep.
In Caledonia, Minnesota, we just did.
Yep.
And,
down in southern Minnesota. And folks, if you want an if you want an event, if you're interested in having an event in your community, you need to contact us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's an 800 number right there. Give a call. We'll come to your community. We'll come to your event. We'll come to your college. We've done high schools. We've done open forums. And what the best part about it is we open up the mic at the end. So any adversaries that come, and they do come, but they're good. We want them to come because that's who we're trying to convert. We're not trying to preach to the choir here.
Yeah, it's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. Why would I do that?
That's right.
That's what the American church has been doing for the last 40 years.
Yep.
Does that make sense, folks?
Yeah. And we need to teach this
country. Let's go to Mexico and teach them Spanish.
They already know it, boss.
Regurgitation? Wow.
I know this language.
Church hoppers? Wow. Alack, folks, my friends, of Christianity. When we come back, I'm going to share with you real quick an awesome story of a little 12-year-old boy who died of leukemia. I can already feel this one. When we come back, I'll share that story with you and the United States Marines and what these guys are really about.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
www.thewayfirst.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, I never do this, but I want to start doing this, and I'll tell you why I want to start doing this. Less than 0.5% of all finances that go into the church, less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into church go to the younger generations. And I'm telling you what, folks, we on a daily basis over the last 10 years feel that continuously. There's prosperity churches that are making $375,000 a week so they can buy a new airplane, so they can buy a new cabin, so they can buy a helicopter. And they sit and have the audacity to beg for money from their members, withholding the real issues that we face on a constant basis. This ministry is constantly going to the face of the enemy and dispossessing it and confronting it. And we are making a change. We've done 336 high schools in 22 different states. Is that not enough fruit for this country to get behind a ministry? Is that not enough evidence that God's hand is upon a ministry to bring about change that's really needed? I'm appalled at people's ignorance in this country that they'll support a ministry that preaches nothing but a golden calf, and they look over the abortion issue, the homosexual issue, the social issues, because they don't want to lose the income of their congregants. I'm tired of it, and I'm sick and tired of people falling for it, and they should have enough common sense to know the difference between the real and the false. Jesus was hated for truth's sake. He was crucified for telling the truth. John 7:7. And we are constantly being persecuted for standing up just the way our forefathers did. And this is called the Sons of Liberty. We are patriots. We are Christian patriots, which, by the way, during the foundation of our country, both were one and the same. They weren't separate. So when I say patriots, I mean Christians. Conservatives, I mean Christians and patriots. Three in one is really what I mean. Folks, I'm trying to say this. We need support, and we want to tell those that have been supporting this ministry, we really do appreciate it. Because with you guys supporting us, we can stay on the radio in 53 countries, being picked up all over the United States on radio programs sporadically and spontaneously. People need to know who we are, and once they find out who we are, well, then they pick us up and throw us on the radio, just like they're doing with Rush Limbaugh, just like they're doing with Jason Lewis or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck. Well, how about intertwining the foundations as to who we are, and how about bringing resolve to our complaints rather than just, I don't want to be on the radio, folks, every day talking about the problems. If we're going to talk about the problems, I want the resolve as well. And that's exactly what we have been doing. The doors to my ministry are wide open. Our financial records are wide open. We need financial support, friends. And again, I want to tell those that have responded to our ask that we greatly appreciate it. We'll show you where every dime goes. And I guarantee you this, isn't about buying a new car. It's not about buying a new airplane. It's about getting to the next event. Oh, and by the way, let me rewind just a little bit. Out of the 336 high schools that we've done, we've driven from the state of Minnesota, just to let you know, all the way to Key West, Florida for $500. When we got there, we had to raise the rest of the money just to get back home. This happens all the time. And why? Because of all the federal cuts that public schools in this country take. We have to raise the money. That's why we have street teams. But if you'd like to donate,
Go right to sonsoflibertyradio.com, folks. And there's also a gift for everybody who's a one-time donor that has never given to the ministry before and that wants to support and learn more about us. And also, too, many of you can't do what we do. And so the objective here is to empower folks that can. This is what we do. We reach the next generation. We represent you to them. And this is a way for you to empower a ministry to go out and do what maybe you're not able to do. And folks, the least of what a person can ask from those that we're doing this on their behalf. This is your posterity. This is your future. This is all of our future in this country.
And we're
empower
not
power what counts.
And it's not a diplomatic ministry. We're not asking for permission to hold the rights that have been given unto us by God and men that have bled the battlefield red with their blood. And we're not asking for forgiveness for standing up for the same principles. We're not a bunch of diplomatic capitulators. We're bringing forth resolve. And if you'd like to see that, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see what we've done in public schools and what we're doing in colleges and what we're doing in community events like we just did Saturday, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's us too. Youcanruninternational.com. There's so many facets to who we are. And if you'd like to call and talk about who we are, we don't want just your financial support. We want your heart. We want you to be a part of what's going on. When we say, would you like to be a son of liberty or a son of liberty daughter or son? That's what I was trying to say.
Son or daughter of liberty.
We really mean that. We want you to be a part of what's going on here. So, and again, and to say all that, to say this, folks, we just need your support. And if you'd like to donate, please do give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, or you can even call on the Sons of Liberty hotline so we don't get it all confused and give you 14 different directions. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. Now, let's go on here really quick. Every now and then, in the middle of constant barrage of stuff that's just jacking everybody up these days, we come across a story, a feat, an event that makes us stop in our tracks, and this is one that I think everybody should hear. Cody Green was a 12-year-old kid in Indiana who was diagnosed with leukemia at 22 months old. He loved the Marines, and his parents said he grew strength and courage from the Marine Corps. As he bravely fought the battle into remission three times, although he was cancer-free at the time, the chemotherapy had lowered his immune system, and he developed a fungus infection that attacked his brain. Well, 2 weeks ago, as he struggled to fend off that infection in the hospital, the Marines wanted to show how much they respected his will to live, his strength, honor, and courage. They presented Cody with Marine Navigator wings and named him an honorary member of the United States Marine Corps. But for one Marine, that wasn't enough. So that night, before Cody Green passed away, the little man, he took it upon himself to stand guard at Cody's hospital door all night long. Friends, that Marine stood there for 8 hours straight. Nowhere on the face of this planet is there a country so blessed as we have to men and women such as this. If we could personally contact this Marine to tell him how proud we are of him and how proud he makes me and us feel to be an American, I want to say this. God, first and foremost, I love you enough to obey you. And secondly, Father, I thank you so much because I love the country that you gave us. But so often we forget about how hard people are really having it. And if you really think about it, I walked into a Jimmy John's this afternoon to get a sandwich. I walked up to the manager and I said to him, I knocked on the table really hard and I said, did someone not get their coffee this morning? And he kind of smirked a little bit. I said, every time I come in here, you're usually smiling. He said, it's Monday. I thought, oh, poor Americans. I said, Monday? I said, bro, we're in America. We still have all the freedom and the rights that we need to have to continue the stay of this country. I walked away, said, hey, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you next time. See, a little pick-me-up sometimes, folks, is you ever complain about how you're having it sometimes and you're driving down the street and you look over to the left and you see a guy with no legs? Kind of puts everything into perspective real quick, doesn't it? Whoa. Father, you've given me two legs and I'm healthy as can be. What can I do to the man that has no legs but has a smile on his face? Or when you go to the hospital and you have to visit somebody and you see a little boy or a little girl, and I'll tell you what, this one hits me more than anything. When you see a little man or a little boy with cancer and they're sitting in the hospital being used as a guinea pig for the medical industry, and you say to yourself, whoa, and I thought I had it bad. And you leave that hospital room that day and you just think, you know what? I don't have it bad. I have my health. I have all my facilities. What can I do for other people? Or the lady that can't get in the, I don't know, the door, or she can't get up the stairs. You know, I think America's really lost that. And folks, we need to get back to that. You know how many times I open doors and I'll stop for people just to get through the door and I'll say, no, I'm okay. No, I want to open it for you. Ma'am, we've forgotten something in this country. It's called respect. I just wanted to open it for you because I want to exemplify and exhibit respect. And you know what they do all the time? Thank you so much, honey. Thank you so much. That was so nice. I'm not doing it for accolades or a merit. I'm doing it because I love to put joy in people's hearts. I love to exemplify Christ. And when they see Christ, you know what? Then I've done my job.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Boy, I almost hate to sour the moment, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how far some people will go to really create the monster that they need so they can play the victim.
Victim.
Wow. But what happens when they get busted doing that? They get in trouble.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I know some of you guys are going to say, Bradley, why did you put salt on our tongue? Why did you lead us to the water and you're not going to let us drink? I feel like right now we're just kind of gotten a, kind of fell into a mode here with hearts, real heart stuff. And I kind of want to hang on to it. So I hope you guys don't mind, but tomorrow, if I can roll over till tomorrow, I'll get you guys really worked up on some things to show you how willing some people are to create a monster so they can play a victim, even to the point where it completely backfires on them, where they end up being criminally charged for it when they're found out. How some people are willing to go and how far they are willing to go to play the victim so they can push an illegal propaganda, totalitarianism.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They're taking advantage of this blood that you described.
They're trying
with the,
to.
With the Marine. So this should even more enrage. I mean, the mood is set right now, folks. So yeah, we have an awesome country, the best one in the world. We've got a Marine that stands guard. And I saw a little boy's hospital room where this little boy who loved the Marines so much, he had such an honor and respect, and that same country turned back to him and said, no, I have that respect for you, little man. And here you have these flakes, these freaks, these criminals trying to play the victim, trying to use that blood to step on. You have this administration. You have Sebelius who went to a Catholic college and tries to play on that blood. This is an abomination. This is atrocities that are against you folks and your country and this blood we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's easy to get emotional and cry and be sad and say, wow, that's a great story. Okay, that's great. But now how far are you going with it?
Well, I got another question for you. Why did that little boy honor and why did that little boy respect the Marines so much? Was he respecting them because the Marines did the wrong thing or the right thing?
That's right. He knew what they sacrificed.
That's exactly right, and that's the key word right there. How far those Marines would go to sacrifice themselves to give us liberty. That's what's so important here. Folks, so we'll talk about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay with that, guys? Fellers? I know you would be. You do it because you love us, right?
That's right.
Cool. Father, I have a problem. it's weighing heavy on me, and it's all I can think about night and day. But before I bring it to you in prayer, I suppose I should pray for those who are less fortunate than me, those in this world who have hardly enough food for this day, and those that don't have a roof over their heads at night. I also pray for families who have lost their loved ones in sudden death, for parents whose children have leukemia, for the many people who are dying of brain tumors, for the hundreds of thousands who are laid waste with other terrible sicknesses, for people whose bodies have been suddenly shattered in a car wreck, for those who are lying in hospitals with agonizing burns over their bodies, whose faces have been burned beyond recognition. I pray for people with emphysema whose eyes fill with terror as they struggle for every breath merely to live, for those who are tormented beyond words by irrational fears, for the elderly who are racked with the pains of aging, whose only escape is death. I pray for people who are watching their loved ones fade before their eyes through the grief of Alzheimer's disease, for the many thousands who are suffering the agony of AIDS, for those who are in such despair that they are about to commit suicide, for people who are tormented by the demons of drug and alcohol addiction. I pray for children who have been abandoned by their parents, for those who are sexually abused, for wives held in quiet despair, beaten and abused by cruel and drunken husbands, for people whose minds have been destroyed by mental disorders, for those who have lost everything in floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. I pray for the blind who never see the faces of the ones they love or the beauty of a sunrise, for those whose bodies are horribly deformed by painful arthritis, for the many whose lives will be taken from them today by murderers, for those wasting away on their deathbeds in hospitals. But most of all, I cry out for the millions who don't know the forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ, for those who in a moment of time will be swept into hell by the cold hand of death because they refuse to repent before a just and a holy God, and find to their utter horror the unspeakable vengeance of eternal fire. They will be eternally damned to everlasting punishment, O God. I pray for them. Now for my problem. Strange. I can't seem to remember what my problem was. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
That sounds like the best prayer somebody can give right now in this country, and doing it by your actions again, folks. It's our actions that bring forth the smiles of God. It's our actions that bring forth the pleasures of those that our posterity are looking to us to lay down for. I think about what this event we just did this past weekend. We just showed another community and its citizenry that, yes, it's good to understand. It's good to know the facts. It's good to pat each other on the back for such a good job. But a job well done is a job that's done first. You got to do it. You got to get out there and do it. And the victory that just happened is an example, just one of many, this past weekend on YouTube. Here's a victory that happens because the righteous stood up in one accord and they went after it.
It's what it comes down to, though, Jake, is gratitude.
Yeah,
we're thankful for what we have. We have so much to be thankful for. I often bring this up to the ministry folks. What do we have to complain about? He sustains us. He takes care of us. Oh, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. I bless his holy name. What do we lack? We have our health. We have our children. We have his protection. First and foremost, we have redemption through his blood, through the blood of Jesus Christ, his son. I mean, that is number one to me in everything that I do. To love God with my heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's that simple. And why wouldn't I? God gave his all through Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't I give him my all? Because what I have anyways, I mean, a man's a fool to think that which he has, first of all, he didn't give to himself. God gave it to him. But to the man that thinks he can lose something that he doesn't have is no fool at all. So why not just give your life and purpose for others? That's what life is all about. Because if you really look at the spectrum of life, what is life really about? Let me say this, folks. When you die, there's not a luggage rack on top of the hearse, is there? Yet people spend their lives running for things that they covet after, for riches. You can't take riches to hell with you. You can't take riches to heaven with you. The only thing you can take is what God gives you, because he's the one that gave it to you in the first place. And the whole purpose of what he called us to do, every individual on this planet, is to seek and save that which is lost. We got so much to be thankful for. Because we've given nothing. He gave everything.
If you really want to be a capitalist, then you sow those things into spiritual matters where you can store your treasures. You can't bring anything that you store here on earth, but you store them by giving your life to others.
Our objective is not to go to God for what we can get, unless it's to give.
Yeah,
we're conduits, we're ambassadors, we're windows.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So when I go to prayer, it's not about what can I get from God. Yeah. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. Well, let me tell you what, when you get to that point, the and then is secondary. You don't care about the and then. Because when you come into the presence of God that David understood, who cares about all the rest? It's about people. It's about each other. It's about the Good Samaritan rule. It's about doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, because that is the only thing that matters. That's the only thing that you can take from you. Listen, God gave the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. We're supposed to give that love away. And by the way, make the distinction, friends. Love gives, lust takes. Lust takes, love gives. Buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But what was he giving? He was giving the truth. He was giving light.
And for the purpose to bless men. I think it's a good way to gauge where your Christianity is or where your citizenship or humanity is. What is the end of your prayers? What is the end of your actions?
Your objective. The end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen.
Yeah. So just think about it when you go through of praying and when you go through and you're acting. Okay, so what is the end goal of this? Is this to benefit me or what is this to benefit for?
Yeah.
I think most people don't realize. They think, like you said, God is there to help them. No, you're there by God to help others. It's a whole different perspective. And if you're not motivated by love, you won't win. If you are motivated by love, you'll see it through to the victory, because that's the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. And you'll see that through to the end, salvation.
A work of faith and a labor of love. Just a little bit of a rabbit trail here real quick, because I really feel like we're speaking to some people out there. Isn't it interesting that you look at rich folks?
Yep.
And when you look at rich folks, what are they rich in? Because the proverb said there's those that are rich yet have nothing. You ever look at the rich man on the hill? What does he have? He doesn't have any friends. Nobody cares about who he is other than the fact that they can get something from him. I mean, he got plenty of friends as long as he's buying. Well, with friends like that, who needs enemies? So when we're talking about a liberality and a richness, we're talking about a richness in Christ. Life. Life. More abundantly, life. We're talking about spiritual blessings and heavenly places which are ours in Christ Jesus. I know that to some people, this is just like, what is he talking about? It's a different language. I know. Read 1 John 4:4. It's a language that the world doesn't understand. But when you're bought and paid for by the blood of Christ and you've been born again of his spirit, it's interesting. That's all you want to do is be spent for his glory, for his purposes. And back to the original statement that I made, we have nothing to complain about. We have everything to be thankful for, all of his benefits. You know, isn't it interesting that rich people are the ones that complain the most, it seems like? You ever think about that?
Yeah.
A lot of the rich folks, they complain about what they don't have.
Yeah, what they don't have.
Isn't it interesting, folks, when you get a bigger house? What do you want when you get that bigger house? Then you want a bigger house than the bigger house that you just got.
Yeah.
You get a new car, you have that for a couple weeks, guess what you want? See, that's carnality, friends. That's not the spirit of Christ. Where God leads and where God guides, yes, he provides. He does. But it's interesting that when you get what you want, a lot of times outside of the will of God, it's leanness to the soul. And then you want something new. And then he wants, that's why, by the way, that's why marriage doesn't last, because it's carnal and it's lustful rather than spiritual and looking out for your mate. That's what we've lost in this country. And by the way, it's called love. And love fulfills the law. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to give you a little story since we've been on this vein. Reverend Sam Kyles told us a story about little baby Quinn. It's about one of the most powerful stories I've ever heard in my life. All true, by the way, folks. Nothing fabricated. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. If I'm talking to you, give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Really quick, again, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. 1-877-807-9977 if you'd like to get on the phone with us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to jump on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook, or Twitter 1. Twitter 1.
Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter.
Oh, sorry, there you go. I'm doing two things. Go ahead.
Bradley Dean, the number one on Twitter. Folks, Twitter is a great way, if you're not involved in it, I encourage you to get involved in it, to get one-liners all day. As a matter of fact, you can read the ones that just came from today or yesterday. And they're one-liners that pump you up, that get you the news that you need, and it also gets you what you need for the day that's short and it's tidbit and it's sweet. So for all of you that are really busy, join us on Twitter because we're constantly feeding you with quotes, with one-liners, with quotes from our founders, just stuff that will equip you to engage and to contend for the faith and for the fight and for patriotism as a whole in the United States of America. At Sons of Liberty, you can find Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1 on Twitter.
BradleyDean1 on Twitter.
The number one.
All right.
Like as in the one.
It just cool. Oh, I like that. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It's easier to remember.
But it's a good one. It's a good one when he's your show host.
That's right.
Wow.
That's why you pay him, right?
I ain't paying you. Your parents are paying me to have you on the radio.
Okay. Really?
Didn't I ever tell you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got a check from them for a while. I mean, that explains it.
It's probably coming over to us because we need the help right now. A few years ago, we flew out to Tennessee and interviewed Reverend Sam Kiles. By the way, Sam Kiles, just a little history, was the guy that was standing next to Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis. He was just feet away from him when he was actually shot, and that's why we flew out and met with him. because we wanted to talk to all of his friends to see what MLK was really about, because, of course, we didn't want to believe what J. Edgar Hoover had said about him or what the press had contrived about him, so we wanted to find out from his friends. But speaking of Reverend Sam Kiles, he shared with us a powerful story about his grandson. His grandson, baby Quinn, had a complete heart transplant at 10 days old. They found through an ultrasound that he had an underdeveloped heart, and the insurance company said they would pay for the birth, but not the transplant because it was experimental. Only five had been done, so they started raising money, and baby Quinn needs a heart was their motto, their campaign motto. Lo and behold, people from all over the country sent in some money to help out. A couple in Chicago was losing their child, and they wanted baby Quinn to have his heart. Sounds like the transference of power by the Holy Ghost through the death of Jesus Christ to his children in this earth. The doctors took the heart out of the dying baby and did a complete heart transplant in the other. It was an absolute miracle. The doctors got so caught up that they themselves even weighed the fee, and the hospital said, just pay what you can. This couple in Chicago gave up their child's heart so baby Quinn could live. Baby Quinn is in his teens and plays soccer now, and every now and then, the donor's mother visits Quinn, the mother that gave the heart of her dead baby to the boy that's now alive named baby Quinn. You know what she does, folks? It's about the coolest thing a mommy could do. She grabs baby Quinn and puts her head upon his chest so that she can listen to her baby's heart in another body. What an analogy. When we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. We were hopeless. And to those who receive him, it is no longer us that lives, but Christ that liveth in us. And let me ask you the question before the end of the show here. Whose heartbeat does God hear in you? Isn't that a great, that is such an awesome, true story. And you can take that so many different directions in spiritual things. The Bible says that the natural man receives not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. And when you read natural stories like that, it's exactly what happens in spiritual matters. And yet people don't understand it. Well, that's as clear as it gets, folks. That's as clear as it gets.
I suppose you can't understand either. I mean, why would a woman want to go hear a heartbeat unless it was her own son? And why would Christ even look at, folks, for instance, your prayers or anything that you do that you ask God to bless? Why would he if his son is not involved in it? Why would we take that liberty for granted in our nation that we have, that is blood-bought, that our country at one time understood because it exalted the virtues of those that laid their life upon the altar? And we, by virtue of what they did, took that into our lives and we lived and upheld it. Anytime our liberty falters, it's because we have no love for that price, and that price is not living through us. And I would say that's the same thing with baby Quinn. When this little boy's heart is not thumping in his body, it's because he's absent of that life. And folks, you're absent of that life as well. Unless you take on that sacrifice,
that's right,
unless you take on that love, you're not going to have anything you do is going to be vain in the end anyhow.
Well, the only reason that you would take on that sacrifice is like the only reason I'd ever go to a doctor is if someone actually took the time to point out my disease.
Sickness.
And that's what the law of God does, is it points out your disease before a just and a holy God. And then what does he do? He points to the remedy. His name is Jesus Christ. See, but the problem in America is, here's the problem. In America, the professing church doesn't use the law of God to show you your disease to send you to the foot of the cross. It's like the Greeks who didn't believe they were sick. So therefore, they didn't need a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe that you're going to hell because of your sin before God. Well, it doesn't matter if you believe or not. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? It's going to hit you. That's God's judgment.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, it's the church's job to point out the sin that's before God. And when I do that, it sends me to Christ.
Right. You know, you brought
that's the only reason I go to Christ. And that's the very thing the professed church in America is not showing people, is that their sin is before God and they have a need of a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that is the very definition spiritually and scripturally of the word poor. You are destitute of the righteousness of Christ.
That's right. You just brought up earlier about the people that complain the most are rich people. They complain the most. And I see that, too, on the other side of the spectrum is poor people complain the most. You know, you've got these people that are poor. And I'm not talking about poor that are working hard. I'm talking about ones that get handouts. They're the poorest, but they're always complaining about how their job's too hard. They got to get up too early in the morning. Like the guy making sandwiches at Jimmy John's for $7 an hour.
Can I ask you something, though?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it poor people that are complaining the most? Why are they fat?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they
get
the most.
Hands out. They're the least thankful. The people that complain the most, bottom line, whether you're rich, poor, or middle class, it's because you're the least thankful. The only reason you complain is because you're not thankful. You're not counting your blessings. What you're counting is what you don't have, what you can't put in your hands, and what God hasn't given to you yet.
Yeah.
That's a complainer. Somebody that's not thankful.
Our complaints that go to heaven
mm-hmm.
should be that, Lord, give me the heathen as that inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth is mine because you promised me that. Lord, you haven't done that yet. Keep my feet on the road so I can get to them.
Yep, that should be the Lord's complaints.
See how that works? So I can get to them.
Yep.
Amen.
What is the Lord's complaints? That's the Lord's complaints. Just like Jeremiah, just like any of the prophets, going to the people, that's whose heart should be coming through you. And it will when his heart is in you.
Amen. We just found out that the sergeant, at the beginning of the show, I gave you guys a story about a sergeant that, Jake, you got the text there.
Yep, and it's actually
Jake,
up on the Facebook.
Yep, you got the text there right there. And his name is Sergeant Mark Dolfini. He's the Marine who guarded Cody's hospital room. If anybody knows him by chance, please have him give us a call. 1-877-807-9977, or maybe what we'll do, hey, girls, how about we try to get him on the phone? And we'll pull him up live tomorrow, if possible, if we can get a hold of this guy. We don't want to give him a heads up. We just want to call him and say, hey, Sergeant Mike, just want to let you know 53 countries are listening to you right now. You can go ahead and sit down for a minute.
Hero.
We just wanted to tell you thank you, man, for what you're doing and what you did for that little man. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. And just to take a minute, we want to tell you guys thank you for listening to us on a daily basis. And let me tell you why I'm in such a sober mood right now. It's because I read that story and just got back from off the road again. And when we got back off the road, it just seems like you got to get everything lined up again. And it seems like you got to pump everybody back up into the things that they themselves should be pumped up in, the things of Christ. And you get a little under the weather. You get a little under the burdens that you have going on in your life. And then you take a minute and you read a story like that. And it puts everything back into perspective. You know what? I'd be complaining if I wasn't here right now. I'd be complaining if I wasn't in the will of God. Most people are complaining to get out of it because they have to be in it. Well, that's works. Who wants to be there for that? God doesn't want a robot walking around saying, yes, I will obey you, sir. No, he wants people that are heart people.
Yep.
You know, God speaks to the heart, not the head, friends. Don't ever forget that one.
Yeah, those robots actually don't even exist. God doesn't have robots, period. Those aren't really God's kids. You know,
should we just call them
about the church?
Idiots, reprobates.
It could be. A little of both. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in the robot's head.
Really?
Yeah. Or the robot's head is in...
I'm just waiting for your lights to go off right now,
robot's
Jake.
Brains. I don't have those kind of lights. Those lights don't go off.
I was just waiting for Jake. Yes, master. Yes, sire. Yes, sire. Folks, this is Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. Don't forget that. Read 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and I promise tomorrow we are going to kick this show off on what some people will do and how far they are willing to go to create a monster so they can become the victim. But what happens when they're busted for contriving their crime? Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.